President Trump is promising another round of tariffs on a category that's been spared so far, pharmaceuticals.
We want pharmaceuticals made in our country.
His trade deal with Europe includes a 15% drug tariff, and now the president is talking about duties of 200% for other countries to bring back manufacturing and secure supply chains. Last year, the U.S. trade deficit for pharmaceutical products was nearly $150 billion. Many drug makers have moved production overseas to take advantage of lower costs or tax breaks. Derek Stodick with ING says lower-income households and seniors would feel the greatest impact, but Marta Wosinka, a health policy analyst at the Brookings Institution, says there's a role for tariffs in securing U.S. medical supplies, noting the Biden administration taxed foreign syringes when cheap Chinese imports threatened to drive U.S. producers out of business. President Trump says he'll delay drug tariffs for a year to 18 months to give companies a chance to stockpile and move factories to the United States. Jennifer King, Washington.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's CODA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.